Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the official podcast where we've got high energy guest Adam from Your Movie Sucks. I'm Jackson.
What's up?
We've got Andrew, we've got Charlie, and we've got Kaya. Let's get right into the news.
Why the news?
Let's get right into the news.
Oh my god, Adam, you're my favorite already.
Yeah,
already. So Adam, for our uneducated viewers at home, why don't you give a quick rundown of what you do and what your thing is?
I yell at movies on the internet.
Do the movies yell back?
Yeah, it's some of them. There was one time when Michael Goy, the director of Megan Is Missing, wrote very angry comments in my comments section, and then when he realized that nobody was defending him, he promptly pretended not to be him. But you could see the trailer for his film uploaded like 3 years ago on his channel. And his entire movie is just about the dangers of the internet, and he doesn't understand it. If you want to see that comment, it's in the video description for the Megan Is Missing review. So yeah, sometimes beautiful. Movies yell back.
It sounds like something Uwe Boll would do. Did you ever get challenged to a boxing match by any of the directors?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Oh,
we'll
that's
see.
That's a shame.
We'll see.
It'll come.
But if I've learned anything from the Uwe Boll incident, it's to not accept the boxing match.
Doesn't he fight dirty or something? Or
no, he's just a boxer. Just,
like yeah. He challenged somebody to a boxing match because he's familiar with boxing and can beat people up.
He's like, just a better boxer than he is at anything about making movies.
Better boxer than a better human being.
So yeah. Anyway, I yell at movies, and it's a somewhat comedic review style along the same vein.
I think you're
as
hilarious.
A I thought you were people. Like self-criticizing your channel. Like it's somewhat comedic.
So, well, you know, it's a little. That's subjective. You know,
He's cutting himself short. He makes me laugh at least once every video.
That's a fucking crowning achievement.
That's a good
some
average.
People I make rage, and some people I make masturbate. So there's a lot of different varieties of responses. Oh,
that always happens when you criticize shit people like their favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there's some people that are just literally itching for me to sort of validate their opinions in a way. Like, please, I hated this movie and everybody else loves it. Please say you hated it.
What was like the worst review you've done in terms of like the biggest backlash you got? Like the biggest sacrilege you've committed?
If we're
like, you know
about
how in the gaming world you're not allowed to criticize Zelda?
If I want to, I actually want to do an appendum on that just to make it important. And it wasn't just from fanboys or fangirls of that series.
Oh.
That's a bigger restriction.
I do get a lot of criticism for something, how do you tell whether or not it's a fanboy then?
Yeah, don't disregard Andrew's.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Don't disregard that stupid stipulation.
Yeah, So there's a while back, I've had two community guideline strikes from people just mass flagging videos, and that was those were for the second Hunger Games movie, so very mature fan base, and the second Hobbit movie. I pissed off, and I gave the Hobbit movie,
second
the
what?
Second Hobbit movie, like a 6 or a 7. It was a positive review. I just had a few criticisms to make about it.
Lord of the
it
Rings movies, Kaya.
Perfect. Yeah. The,
I know.
The
I
discount
the first
Lord
time.
Of the Rings that was really stretched out and
yeah, that they made
better,
three
but...
parts and it easily could have been a one part movie.
Was
yeah,
it three?
I wish.
Only two.
I wish it was
yeah,
just
no,
two parts.
Three.
Two parts would have been
no,
fine.
It's three, and if you watch the extended versions, they're each 3 hours long. I think longer, right?
Probably.
I'm not sure.
I guess in terms of like the dislike bar. Right when I released my Amazing Spider-Man 2 review, and also right when I released my Suicide Squad review.
Hang on. What did you think of the Amazing Spider-Man 2?
We've got some personal investment in this one.
That's
go ahead.
True.
It was hilarious. I bought it on 3D Blu-ray because it's so unintentionally funny that I have an absolute blast.
See, what did
that's,
I tell
that's
you?
How I feel
what
about
it. Unironically likes that movie.
Charlie thinks it's a miracle of modern filmmaking.
That's,
do you agree?
Yeah. It's one of Charlie's
favorite
movies.
I remember him texting me on Skype, Kaya, if you want to see the face of God, watch The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That's totally fine.
There you go.
I've always tried my best to put forward in the videos that I make that there's nothing wrong with liking something that somebody else doesn't like or disliking something that everybody likes. Mm-hmm. But
no, that's just wrong. No, you're wrong.
I think it's important just to be able to defend yourself in a way that
it's constructive.
Even if somebody doesn't agree, they can at least see where you're coming from.
Yeah. So, well, Adam, let's clarify. Are you saying that the Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2 was so bad it was a good movie?
From like a scale of measuring, you know, directing, performance, writing, etc., I would give it like a 3 out of 10. Mm-hmm. But in terms of entertainment, I would give it like an 8.
I can respect that. What I can totally respect that.
The exact same measurements I gave to Kai. I don't know why he's blowing it out of proportion. It's exactly what I said.
You said you really liked it.
No. Now, let's touch on a bigger topic. The Hunger Games 2, you got backlash for that. Is that because you didn't like it?
I forget what my exact rating for it was, but I don't think I gave it like anything worse than a 5 or something. It was just
The fanboys would the fangirls I should be saying they would have been looking for a perfect 10.
The fan people, yeah. Jackson. Okay.
All right. Well, 5 out of 10 is unacceptable. Fans. I'm gonna go flag that one myself.
I don't know.
Did you know I was an extra in that movie? Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Were you actually?
Yeah.
Didn't you get your part cut out, though?
Yeah, my whole part got cut out, but I was still in it. So I love it.
Okay. Same thing happened to me in the Brad Pitt movie, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
Your part got cut
out. Oh, of course. That classic.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like something out of Bioshock.
It's supposedly really good. I haven't seen it yet, but I know my part got cut because my parents watched it, and they're like, yeah, you weren't in it. I'm like, okay.
Fuck. I went through that same thing. Like, I told all my friends, I was like, guys, I got a part in the Hunger Games. Let's all go see it. Yeah. And then I went to see a few friends and it wasn't there.
I think that a very solid piece of advice and something that I've learned over the years is to not advertise something that's a maybe, no matter how excited you are about it.
I know.
Like, don't advertise something to the world of like, I'm so excited for this to happen, because there's been so many times where I've just been like, oh, everybody get excited for this. And then it falls through from somebody else's fault. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, great. Well, oops, fuck. You know?
Yeah, it's a bad feeling. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just keep the secret until you know it's like official.
Mm.
Oh, fuck. Ooh. It's like that podcast.
I hate that podcast. That segues into our next question, though. What is your least favorite podcast?
Oh, shit. Oh my god. How do I categorize that by least favorite? You know, people ask for a list of my least favorite movies in the year, but I never do that because I'm not actively looking for the worst movies every year. Shit. I don't know.
Do you even know many podcasts? There are a lot.
Well, yeah, but I guess I don't have them in my immediate memory. Like, I know Baited was entertaining at one point, and that now it's not.
That's true.
I tried.
Yeah.
I really tried. I'm sorry, everybody.
Didn't we take them down? Is that what happened?
No, it's just some stupid shit. We told a story on here, and then drama happened.
Oh,
yeah. That was our first episode, wasn't it?
That was like our second or third, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty great. Can't really think of any other podcasts that are, you know, kind of a boring mess disaster. I don't really consume too many podcasts all that often anyway, but I kind of like skip through them and I'm like, oh, this is, you know, kind of interesting depending on what they're talking about and depending on how much I want to hear someone's opinion on something. But
you won't hear
any really opinions on this podcast.
I was about to say, you'll hear no opinions on this one.
That's in my opinion, true. That is pretty awful.
Oh, I agree.
Andrew should tell you his opinions on self-satisfaction with thine own mouth. Andrew?
I mean, it's more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked.
How do you know that, though?
What?
How do you know that? Because that...
Are you just going to bring this up to every guest? Is this like the challenge?
Well, this one, yes. Hang on. No, because here's the thing. If you suck your own dick, it's equally both. How is it more sucking someone's dick?
Adam, have you ever sucked your own dick?
there was a point in my life where I stretched every single day because I really wanted to.
Oh my god.
And I got to the point See? Where I could touch it with my tongue, and then I kind of hurt right, my back, well, and I was like,
we
oh
have
my
something
god.
In common then.
eat You're my like... shit, Andrew. Eat it. Eat my
How
cock.
How did you know, like, telepathically that
I
he had this
it.
Information?
I felt it.
I've Andrew, said, well,
okay,
I mean...
Andrew, pretenses that every guy has tried it. Can we wow. just get that out of the
I,
way?
I've
okay.
already told this story on my Twitch stream.
Ah,
so.
Jackson, just stop with the lies.
There are very Kaya, few things about my guy. Life that aren't public.
So Kaya,
anyway,
rabbit
Andrew,
fanboy of
thing.
Your movie sucks, heard it on the Twitch stream and tried to sneak
Perhaps.
A jab at me. I see how it is.
Andrew, like, if you suck your own dick, it's 50% sucking someone else's dick and then
Well,
having
it's not
yours
someone else's
how,
dick,
how
it's
it
sucking
more?
Your dick.
Well,
yes, but you say like.
Hold on.
So how is it like 51%?
Shut up, Adam. He also has experience here.
Well, no,
okay,
it's...
Yeah,
tell
us about your experience, okay.
It's Well, I mean, my experience is limited to just, like, touching it with my tongue and whatever. Like, mm-hmm. it didn't work out. But from what I can gather, logistically, the reason why people would say it's more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked is because, you know, part of the reason why sexual stimulation works is kind of in the same way that tickling does, in the sense that, you know, you can get tickled by someone else, but it's very difficult to actually legitimately be able to tickle yourself. And so in that same sense...
Yeah, that's why whenever I masturbate, I have to have someone else do it.
It feels
yeah,
better.
This is like if I
it
said,
better when someone
jacking
else does
off
it.
Feels like giving someone else a hand job than receiving one.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there's elements of both in there, you know, because you experience part of it, but you wouldn't get, like, the full experience. There's no dude that would, like, be able to suck his own dick... And then be like, well, I don't need someone else to do this anymore. Like, there's still, it's still better with somebody else, is my impression. So
my
I can see why there's a debate.
Have you ever been with another person?
When was your last attempt?
My last attempt at sucking my own dick?
Yes.
Like, years ago.
No. He sounds so offended.
So, like, last week?
No, I was just clarifying. I'm not offended at all.
Gotcha.
That's amazing, though, running into another one.
So
cool.
Okay, so Adam, let's ask a relevant guest question.
Well,
so sure. You shit on movies and give honest reviews to movies. What would you say, in your opinion, is a perfect movie? Not like conceptually, like it needs this or needs this, or like name a movie or two that you think are just flawless.
Besides The Amazing Spider-Man,
and why
too?
Is Mad Max?
Yeah, and why is
well,
it?
Well, see, there's chances are. If you make a film, there's going to be some sort of there's going to be something within it that you didn't intend to be in there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every once in a while, there's a director that I'm just going to search up one of his movies right now, actually. My favorite director, Michael Haneke, he's Austrian. He directed The White Ribbon and Amour, which both won, I think they both won Best Foreign Language, and those are his two most recent films. They also both won the Palme d'Or, so he's one of few people that won it twice, and twice in a row even. And his films are done on... The reason why he's my favorite director is his films are crafted in such an obsessively meticulous manner that he's basically... a master of being able to control what's in the screen and what isn't. And so if you look at like the goofs section for any of his films, most of them still have goofs for sure, but there's like one or two compared to, you know, other films that there might be hundreds of or thousands of people working on, and there's more room for error. You know, there's too many cooks in the kitchen or whatever. But yeah, looking on the IMDb page for The White Ribbon right now, there's zero goofs listed, so that's technically a perfect movie. But I want to clarify, because some people hear me talking about this in what I consider to be, you know, a film without flaws, and they think that all of my favorite movies are populated with based on the number of goofs on IMDb, and that's just not the case. So you could make a film about a camera being pointed at the wall and say it's an art house film and it's 3 hours long, and literally all you have to do is point the camera at a wall. There's no goofs in it. The end. That's not a 10 out of 10 movie. right? That seems like a piece of shit to me, though technically flawless.
I'll cancel that movie plan.
Yes, any art movie is.
So
well, we wouldn't go that far.
Well,
no, we can.
So yeah, it's when we're talking about, you know, like my favorite movies ever made, it's generally a combination of you know, whether or not there are unintentional if there's anything that unintentionally shows up in a movie, and we're not just talking about like, ooh, you saw this in the corner of the frame. I'm talking about like plot holes, you know, just things that don't make sense. I'm talking about.
Yeah. You actually do care about the movies, which I'm learning now, that which is not a comment on anything negative here. Oh. Just I was not familiar with your work, but this is actually interesting. So what do you think about people just idolizing certain directors, even though their work is just so overrated? And like, in my opinion, people who cannot shut up about people like Stanley Kubrick or Quentin Tarantino are just complete idiots.
If Stanley Kubrick or Quentin is watching this, we're sorry.
I think Stanley Kubrick is fantastic. Quentin Tarantino, he's had his hits and misses for sure. Although I still love him. But he's far from perfect in my opinion. Stanley Kubrick, however, I think part of the reason why people hold him in high regard, not just because of the quality of his films, but because of how far ahead of his time he was. You look at something like 2001: A Space Odyssey, which was made in what, like 63? I'm just going to fact check myself right now. You look at 2001: A Space. Oh, sorry, 68. So still in the 60s.
Oh, how fucking dare you!
And yeah. this film is
5 years.
The effects in this film still hold up today, and they look better than many films that
see,
are coming out today
to
in theaters. And
you're absolutely right about the Space Odyssey. I really like that movie too. But then I watched something like The Shining, and I really just, it was so painful to sit through and not turn it off and not kill myself.
Why did you hate The Shining?
Andrew, it was like 3 hours of just Jack Nicholson making funny faces and just these.
Okay, wait. If you had a B-roll movie.
I'm fact-checking you right now.
If you had a B-roll fucking movie of Jack Nicholson making funny faces at a camera, you wouldn't consider that a cinematic masterpiece.
Andrew, I don't get your point, but my point is that this director's idea of a horror movie or whatever the fuck he was trying to do was basically having boring, long-ass shots overlaid on top of terrible, loud music.
You know what?
That lead nowhere.
I've
often... It was loud noises, it was loud music, it was just long, drawn-out scenes of old ladies bathing, a kid riding a bicycle through a doorway,
tricycle,
just shots of
check.
Mazes. It was just so incredibly boring. It was so forced. God, just remembering it makes me feel angry.
So I can understand and somewhat empathize with the idea of disliking a movie just based on its structure, because, you know, some structures work well for some people and some work well for other people. But in terms of that film, I mean, like there's qualities to it that, you know, regardless of whether or not you dislike the structure and pacing, there are qualities to it that are, I would say, objectively impressive. Like, you know, the performances, Shelley Duvall was fantastic. Jack Nicholson also fantastic. What he was doing in that film, I think for a lot of people, but not everybody, really brought out a really disturbing sense of tone. And the film itself is supposed to kind of be like, you know, a ghostly dream of being unsure what's real and what isn't.
Yeah, he nailed that one. I'll tell you that much.
And yeah, I mean, it doesn't work for everybody, but I personally think it's fantastic.
The problem I have, like I said, is what I would like to get your opinion on, is just people, you know, some movies are just so beyond criticism only because a certain director made it, right? If you criticize any of Quentin Tarantino's movies, people will call you an idiot. Like, oh, it's a Quentin movie. What do you?
Oh yeah,
you
I like, totally agree with you there. Whenever I say anything, even the slightest bit critical about a Tarantino movie, people freak out.
But people freak out when you criticize The Hunger Games as well.
This is true. I mean, like, there's different
that's
degrees
true, but
of.
Nobody cares about The Hunger Games director.
That's not
really
cares a lot
is.
About The Hunger Games.
That's a great.
You
mean Stanley Kubrick?
Yes. He directed The Hunger Games.
Yeah. Stanley Kubrick's The Hunger Games. Grave. That I would actually want to watch that movie.
Yeah, it's just that people that do cool. not judge movies independently. It's always they tie to whoever made it and then judge it by that, which is just the halo effect and idolizing people for no reason.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit here because I wholeheartedly agree that there are people that are really fanboys of directors. And, you know, there's some directors out there where it doesn't even matter what movie they make. As long as their name's on it, it's a guaranteed sale. And those people get the most artistic leverage from studio fundings. People like, you know, Christopher Nolan, Quentin Tarantino is one of them. The list goes on. But for the average film goer, like, we're not talking about people that we have conversations with on the internet. We're not talking about like Redditors or you know, people on like movie forums or anything. The average film goer has no fucking clue who directed the movie they're watching. They go to the theater and they go like,
"Who directed it?"
I wonder, like, they go to the movie before they even know what's playing, then look at the posters and go, "Ooh, I like Hugh Jackman," and see the movie, you know. And that's why if this wasn't the case, then this sort of huge face on the poster advertising without, you know, showing anything about the film, that wouldn't work. You know, you look at the marketing for Passengers, it's literally just Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence's face, and that was enough to sell the movie. That's it. They know what they're doing. It's been out for a bit and kind of bad reviews on it. I didn't actually watch it, but I know it was, you know, it's not something I felt like I needed to watch in theaters for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't say that most people watch films based on who directed it. I would say that that is not the average film goer.
Thank God.
Yeah, Charlie, you've been quiet.
Well, I mean, I was just about to say, that segues really nicely into the next topic I wanted to talk about. What's probably the weirdest thing you've done when you've masturbated, or a weird place, really?
Oh, God. You don't even know who you're asking, bud.
Oh, that's the
yes!
That's just,
yes!
That's just the answer.
Yes! Oh, my God. I don't even know whose podcast you're on.
Yeah, dude. Really. You could okay, fill so the how many, rest of this is that, fucking is that hour. Like a, and it'd
has
be
this
fine.
Been asked to like every guest or what?
Literally every single guest, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Adam, okay. One of our Patreon tiers is a $50,000 poster I bukkakied.
Oh, God. So this is...
No, seriously, you could fill the rest of this podcast and it would be completely fine if it was just all that.
Oh, my God. I don't know. So what's the weirdest thing that I've done masturbating?
I'm touching myself right now.
Are you currently masturbating, yes or no?
That's an easy one.
Not technically.
Oh, would you like to be?
Maybe.
We can help.
Yeah,
I like this.
You know what? I don't think there's been a single time that I've masturbated that wasn't, you know, objectively strange by society's
fuck
standards.
Yes. No, fill us in. Yes. You need details.
Yes. Adam. So,
Oh, don't get you know, shy
I never
now.
I never intend to reveal this information because some people think that I nope. say it all the fucking time. But this is let it be known that this is a relevant question. So I
you just bust this out at family dinners.
Well, I mean, so I'm pretty open about this on my Twitch and my gaming channel and my vlog channel. But I don't really talk about it so much on my. Film review channel because it's not really relevant. Although I do make hints here and there.
I can scarcely think of a movie where your masturbation tales would be relevant to the review.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 reminds me of when I masturbated on the airplane.
That's why everyone hated these Hunger Games reviews.
Every single review for the last year has just been masturbation stories.
So let him get to it, damn it.
So I can't really call this common knowledge, but anyway, I'm not joking. I'm a gigantic fur fag. I go to the conventions.
So is Andrew.
I masturbate to brothers. furry pornography or whatever.
Okay.
And so just the fact that I can't even get a boner without thinking of a half animal, half human cartoon. That's pretty fucking weird on its own. So, I mean,
is this a joke? Or are you?
It's not a joke. Like, I know that my sarcastic voice sounds exactly like my serious voice. But yeah, it's the information. You know, I've actually talked about this before on another podcast. But
Adam,
I hide, but it's not something that I like.
I need to ask you two very quick questions on this subject.
Sure.
The first is, how old are you?
I'm turning 26 on April 14th.
The follow-up question is, Lola Bunny from Space Jam or something else?
When I say I'm a fur fag, I'm not even just referencing the joke of what people call furries. I mean, like, I'm super fucking gay too.
Oh, and
I
know my voice then.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what Swat Cats was.
Oh, please leave.
Yeah.
Nick Wilde then, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know why I think Zootopia is an amazing movie. So the fact you brought that up is funny.
That's kind of funny.
Zootopia's really good. I've watched it 3 times.
It is a good movie.
I really liked it.
It is. I've never
Adam,
seen
would
it.
You say that Zootopia sucks or something else?
No, I gave
was
it a 6 out of 10. I enjoyed it, although it had some flaws.
Oh, okay.
It was a good movie, and I could watch it a second time.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. So do you actually do the conventions and go around? Do you have
a
fursuit or any of that?
I was literally at a furry convention in my city last weekend.
How far do you go?
I do not have a suit, and that's a very small minority of the fandom.
Oh, that is so brave of you, actually. Like, you really have to be the minority there, then.
I don't have a suit.
Has anyone recognized you at these conventions?
Yes, and some people take pictures with me, and I retweet them.
Oh,
it's
sweet!
Like, yeah, it's not private information, but there are a shit ton of people that are surprised every time it's mentioned on, you know, somewhere.
I mean, I was going to say, if you want to change the subject, I don't want to like rail you into this conversation.
You know,
that's
like,
the surprising part, though. No one is surprised that just the surprising part is that anyone out there is actually openly a furry. The only contact the rest of us have with that niche community is usually on, you know, the funny internet
cringe
forums on the
posts,
intertubes.
You know? Yeah, there's definitely not that many of us out there, especially
that's not true.
Ones that
isn't
are,
it a huge
I mean, so let's like the biggest conventions get somewhere like they get like thousands of attendees, and then I guess there has to be more that just don't go to the conventions or whatever. So I mean, like, it is a very niche thing, but I can't think of, you know, somebody else in the media in any way that's a furry but also isn't one that's a part of the whole online persona sort of thing, you know. Like, I'm not going to have every single video where I'm like in a fucking fursuit going like, oh, I'm the horse that reviews movies.
You're
or
missing
whatever.
An untapped market,
you know?
Man.
Yeah, that could have been, you could have cornered that shit.
You could have fucking made bank.
Yeah, no, it kind of limits your demographic. It really does. There's a lot of people in the fandom that kind of go for the easy route, and they exclusively make content that is so furry related that every furry will just like, you know, it's basically.
Oh, we had a lot of those fans who sometimes I check the channels of our fans if they have more than like 100 followers just to see what they do. And Charlie, you and I, when we were doing the Donkey Ollie videos, we had for some reason an influx of furry fans or furries.
Well, thank you to
and
all.
There was a channel that had maybe 500 subscribers,
and you
but
guys
over like 5,000.
Greatly thank their subscriptions and appreciate them, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking
all I'm saying
scum.
Is like, the
get away from my channel.
Yeah.
You're not allowed. Get out of here.
Fucking
please
peace.
Subscribe to
well,
Adam
I
for
mean,
more
the,
furry
the furry
news.
Gotta put her down. Thing was kind of like a hot fire in the early 2000s, mid 2000s.
Yeah.
But you don't really see it as much anymore, nearly
well,
as much. Hating
you know
on
what?
Furries
it's,
just to hate on it. The
oh,
whole
I'm, yeah,
the hate
just
group
hating
on it.
It kind of
died
like
a little bit.
Hating on Justin Bieber. It's just the you know
it was
funny,
the thing back in the like 2000s, but now it's just kind of like it doesn't really happen nearly as much.
It's a passing joke because anytime you see someone who is making fun of them, they're usually making fun of the extreme cases, right? It's,
yeah,
well,
know,
yeah,
it's really
that's the only
say,
shit
right?
that anyone will ever
yeah.
see, right? It's
yeah,
like nobody's sharing
furries.
A furry image like, oh, look at this normal, not offensive in any way, or like
that's what
middle
I go
of the
Facebook,
road casual
look
furry
at my
thing,
normal,
you know?
Not offensive photos,
you know?
Everyone.
Like that doesn't go on Cringe Chance, and nobody's going to see it because people who aren't furries don't seek it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think a couple things happen between the early 2000s and now.
Elaborate on this and like ask you stuff?
You can,
are you comfortable with it? Because I absolutely love subcultures like that.
I'm perfectly okay with that because I know that there's a lot of people out there that, you know, if somebody asks a genuine question about like any kind of minority group or fandom or subculture or whatever, there's a lot of people that are just like, oh, you had to ask, like, I'm so offended. I don't want to be one of those people. Cause I know that,
I understand,
there's genuine curiosity and like,
And simply it being so difficult to access to find anyone who is into something like this, but is not a, you know, no offense, a weeb, like a terrible human being you would see on the cringe forums.
Yeah.
Like, how many ladies are there in the subculture? Like what percentage would you say is male and female?
Yeah. Well, like almost every single other subculture that exists primarily on the internet, it is overwhelmingly male. But I would, you know, just based on, I've never actually tried to count, but I would say, you know, I've seen more girls at furry conventions by far than at any kind of like gaming convention or any kind of, you know, other internet based convention. Because a lot of people that are furries, like I'm speaking from someone who is, you know, it's definitely a part of my sexuality and I can't change it. But there's plenty of fucking people that are really just into it because of they like cosplaying and they really like, you know, expressing themselves as like an animal character. Yeah. I know a girl that has like 7 different suits just because she's really loves, you know, expressing herself in that way.
I mean, a good point of it is that you got the like con hoppers who just they go to any convention in any fandom and they'll have some costume for it and just jump into that bandwagon from that. And I know with furries, that's a big part of it because there's a lot of, I mean, if you're doing furries, there's a shitload of room for like potential costumes and shit to try, you know?
Oh, yeah. There's no limitations.
Everything can be a sparkle dog or any color or any whatever you want.
Yeah. It's a really anything goes kind of community for the most part.
Space Jam sequel comes out.
Oh, dude, I want to see that in theaters opening day.
You know, I understand how much nostalgia plays on people's emotions, but I have my doubts that it'll be good at all. I love the first Space Jam.
It's going to be awful. It's going to be fucking horrendous. So and I'm going to be there frontline center opening day.
Adam, I do know from my limited knowledge of the subculture is that, you know, generally furries don't like to be sexualized, should I say. You know, they don't like to be thought of as just these deviant fetishists who just want to fuck animals.
Well, of course.
So how big of a part is the sexual aspect of it?
It depends on who you hang out with.
How much is it not?
Because, you know, it really is such a subculture that, like, I thought I knew every furry in my city, but I don't at all. It's not even close. Like, every once in a while, I'll you know, get introduced to someone's friend or blah, 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 and they'll realize that, you know, this whole party has people that I have no idea who the fuck they are, and they're all furries. And it's like, wow, it's so weird. But there's different kind of groups within groups, the group, if that makes any sense. So like
different percentages
are in it for completely different reasons. And so if you try to, as soon as you say that furry is a fetish, you're lying, because to some people it is, you know, to a decent amount, I would say it is, but you're completely miscategorizing those who the entirety of it has nothing to do with it. And when I say when I say it's part of my sexuality, like I'm not attracted to dudes dressed up as animals or anything. I'm attracted to like the non-existent half human, half animal creatures that are just portrayed in media. So like, you know, it doesn't have to be a cartoon, but these creatures that like literally don't exist.
Would you say it's a minority then? The ones who are more interested in the sexual
aspect? Who the fuck
knows
at this point, really? Because you can't... Whenever there's a poll done on furries and it's posted online, it's all I'm thinking is, like, I don't know anybody who took part in that poll, you know? I think... you know what? So there's definitely a lot of people in the fandom where, you know, there's nothing sexual about it whatsoever. And I think that what's kind of important to understand about it is that... at least from my experience and the experience of a lot of other people that I know, a lot of my friends, that it mostly derives from kind of an identity issue, if you want to call it that. So in the same way that you know, like I don't believe I'm a horse. I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, my spirit is a horse or whatever. Like I just like I Charlie. Understand that there's part of my brain that I can't change that would prefer to view myself as this non-existent creature. Yeah, and I'm self-aware like about it. You know, like I know that this is a thing, but you can't control what you desire. And so I think that in the same way that your self-identity controls your sexuality in a way, because, you know, there's a significant amount of transgender people, you know, if it's a male to female and they're attracted to males, when it's like, okay, so even though it's not necessarily your identity dictating what you're attracted to, there is some correlation there. And in that same sense, I feel like a lot of furries that do have this preference for whatever reason to identify themselves or just pretend that they're, you know, half animal, half human things. I feel like it does affect people's sexuality in the same way where, you know, that's just how our brains are wired.
It has carry over. I mean, if you're that much invested in something, of course, it will also affect your character.
And then there's always exceptions to the rule. Just like I was saying about transgender people, there's always exceptions to that. So of course there's furries that where it's nothing sexual about it at all. I've been really hogging the podcast with my own voice.
Shut up for a minute. Hang on, Charlie. No,
this is important.
Got a lot of opinions.
Adam.
Yes.
What do you think of my profile picture? Seeing as you're
kind of furry.
Into boys and animals.
It doesn't.
Why don't you drop the subtlety, Adam? Would you fuck Kaya? Yes or no? No explanations.
Yeah. Yes or no.
That's a complicated question, but I don't think I'd fuck anybody just based on a voice and a profile picture. So,
oh, that's
you'd have to buy me a drink first.
All right, I have a more important question then.
I can do that.
Well, I have a more important question then, Adam. Have you heard Charlie's joke?
Oh Christ!
maybe I have, but I don't. I'm
Charlie
not
just
sure.
Had to wake up from his fucking slumber.
Yeah, really, Charlie out of his coma.
That's not true. I was just listening.
We unfreeze him cryogenically whenever he has to tell this joke.
I'm like the demolition man of comedy here. Like I'm a man of one joke that just they froze me, and I need to come back in the future to tell the joke, and they put me back under. You're gonna really need to prepare yourself for this one, Adam. It's a doozy to say the least.
I'm prepared.
All right.
I'm prepping myself right now. I know you can't see. There's no video, but I'm literally prepping myself.
That's good. That's good to hear. It's a thinking man's joke, so you gotta really be thinking here. All right, I'll go ahead and start. Enough.
Okay, stop doing an Andrew and get to the point.
Enough hyping it up. I'm just proud of this joke, Kaya. All right, just let me have this.
Okay.
So, this happened not too long ago. I was driving on I-4. I don't know if you're familiar with Florida terrain, but I-4 is an interstate out here. And I was driving with my girlfriend, and I saw a fucking sign for a restaurant. It's called Boardwalk Burgers, just your standard burger joint. You know, homeless people throw some patties on the foreman's, just a good old time. And I was driving by this, and with my quick wit, just a real sharp zinger, I said, Boardwalk Burgers, more like board burgers, because the burgers aren't having any fun.
You know, this is no different than living with Mark English, who edits the videos for my gaming channel. If anybody's familiar with him, he's full of shit like that, honestly. So I'm kind of used to it. I'm a little desensitized.
But
to make you feel
it?
A
Charlie,
little better,
oh my God.
I will laugh to it. So, ha ha ha. There you go.
So Charlie, far, you've insulted only... two of the hosts of this show. You said you wouldn't fuck me. You didn't laugh at Charlie's joke. Do you want to just spit in Jackson and Andrew's faces?
I can
too?
Insult myself
not
if you want
Charlie,
to.
Did he not laugh at your joke? He didn't even like shit on it. He just gave you a critique into why it's nothing.
And he actually gave you empathy. He fake laughed.
Oh my God. You got the, like, wow. Well, I feel sorry
just
for you.
I think because he didn't understand it.
Tell it again from the top.
Well, I mean, I can explain it.
Analyze it.
Adam,
would you
joke.
Have liked that joke if Stanley Kubrick told it?
Yeah, if it was a movie, would you watch it?
You said you didn't explain it, but didn't you technically explain it at the end when you said it's because they're not having any fun?
Well, I mean,
was that not an explanation of the joke?
Wow. I could extrapolate further, though. You see, because...
Please do. I'm very interested in the intricacies of this magnificent piece of... comedy that you have.
Comedy.
Yeah. Well,
that's what it is.
I think once I explain it, you'll be busting a gut. So, you know, Like, what are burgers? We, you know, it's just dead cow and it's on the grill. How much fun could it really be having? And then there's board, you know, B-O-A-R-D. And then there's board, B-O-R-E-D, where you're not having any fun. It's a play on words.
Adam, do you like music?
Adam, would you watch a Boardwalk Burgers movie if it starred Chris Hemsworth as the Boardwalk and Tina Fey as the Burgers?
If by that you mean killing Tina Fey and grinding her up into a burger, then yes.
What's your problem with Tina Fey? By that, besides the fact she's not funny,
it would be. I think it would be a very brave filming decision to make. It could be revolutionary.
Who would direct that? Who would direct the Boardwalk Burgers right movie? There. Who would you say should direct Boardwalk Burgers the movie?
I'm looking for a job.
Well, are you? I mean, if the question's who's the most boring director?
Jesus.
And also, follow up, could you give Charlie a cameo in it that would then get cut out?
Oh. Yes.
Well, I think we can move on from the subject. It's clear that the joke went over your head. It's all right. Not everyone gets it.
No, I got it. I just, I've lost the ability to laugh a long time ago. It's it's a disability.
So
I can wheeze a little.
We'll chalk this one up to just being too top shelf on comic. Jackson, edit it.
I was laughing internally.
There, that keep that in, Jackson, and then edit in some external laughter.
Edit in Alex's laugh to cover up it.
Edit in an entire crowd of laughter.
Edit in a brand new episode of the show.
Edit in the entire B movie script in the middle of the podcast.
Don't, please. That's the one thing
it'll
we ask.
Get 10 million views.
That's the one thing we ask. That's it. Just don't.
We ask plenty of things. That's the whole podcast, is us asking.
Jackson,
things.
I'm going to ask you to shut the fuck up.
Okay. That's the silence.
That was really easy.
Got him.
So, Adam, you watch movies. What?
Really?
So, Jackson, you study film every single day, right?
What?
So my follow-up question that relates to you now is
me.
Adam, what's one of your weirdest childhood stories?
Oh Jesus, what is one of my weirdest? Okay. I've never categorized them by weird before.
Weird or shocking or funny or just something you did when you were a little tiny man.
When I was a little boy.
Anything. Come on. There's got
to
be something.
When I'm on like my Twitch stream, these things come out so easily because it'll always be
drunk.
You know, really. I'll have another sip of my beer right now.
Yeah, man. There it is.
Well, this man's a step ahead. All
right, that was the one sip that got me trashed. Okay.
Adam's been fucking slogging all through this thing.
It's the only way he can make it through.
He's one shot away from slamming his head on his desk.
It's my raging alcoholism.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing that ever happened to me as a kid.
Weird or funny or stupid or just something from your childhood. Anything. Unrepress those memories.
Traumatic.
Oh, Jesus.
Scary related.
Horrifying.
I hurt myself a bunch. I slipped on the ice and cracked my head open. I'm just like, these are the first things that come to mind when I think about my childhood.
No, that's
like
that's
every negative experience.
Jesus.
Fuck, what else did I do?
I don't know. It's your childhood.
Did you even have a childhood?
Yeah, really.
Are
you an alien?
I had one somewhere. I don't know. It's fuck. Damn it. How can I not remember shit? I know that there's things in there.
Do you want Charlie to answer for you?
Yes. Yeah. What was the weirdest moment in my childhood?
Well, I remember one time Adam and I were just, you know, we were doing stuff together and he just did something so weird. I couldn't believe it. What did you do though, Adam? I can't really remember.
Yeah, we were all there, but we don't remember.
What was it that you said
about
when Charlie was eating his earwax?
There's one time
smelling his butt.
I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and it's way too cold there. And one time I was walking to school in like the deathly freezing weather, and then I saw through the ice in the ground, through like 6 inches of ice, there was a shit ton of loonies and toonies, so like $1 and $2 coins, and I decided, fuck it. I'm gonna dig this out because money is more important than learning. And I stomped on it with my boots and was incredibly late to my class. and but I was like $20 richer. You know, it was a I've come up with something in my head right now. There was one time. I just needed to think about. I just needed to put myself in the environment for a second. there was one time where, you know, does everybody remember Beyblades?
Of course.
Let her rip. Yes. Still play with them.
Charlie's actually one of the reigning champions.
It was like, there were certain fads that I really bought into, Pokemon being one of them, and I still love Pokemon.
Pokemon's not a fad, you fuck.
It's a way of life.
Well...
No wonder you get hate.
Yeah, really.
I do still love it. Anyway, Beyblades was something that I never really got into. Like, I watched the show sometimes, and it wasn't something that I was going to, like,
did you let
my parents over spending, like, $50 for a top or something. I don't remember how much it was. But there were other kids in the school, and this was in elementary, that had the Beyblades, and they had, like, the little arena... dome thing,
the little plastic $15 arena that you just put on the fucking ground, and it was like a little shaped dome. Yeah, I remember
and,
that.
So there were these kids that were like spinning their Beyblades, and they were like, "Let her rip!" I was like, "Ah, oh, fuck! I want to participate in this." And so this was right after Halloween, and I still had a fun size Smarties box, so I spent like a good 5 minutes folding it into a top shape, and making it so that I could compete. And I went up to the kid with the Beyblades. I was like, I want in on this. And
I want in.
And he was like, "You're going to lose." And I said, "I don't think so." And
so was this last week?
I was in elementary school last week. Unfortunately, they kicked me out for being an adult. But anyway, so I don't remember how old I was. It must have been like between 8 and 10 or something. Anyway, so then I basically have my hands around it so I can like spin it using the force of my hands and just kind of like, you know, quickly move my hands in the other direction and drop it in opposite directions and drop it. And he had his like, you know, zip tie, whatever Beyblade string that he uses. And we were both like, "Let her rip." And I spun it and he spun it and his bounced right out of the arena and I won. And I felt so happy with myself that I won against a Beyblades with a Smarties box and I never played again. And so I'm an undefeated champion of Beyblades. I've retired.
You are.
You didn't really play Beyblades box, though. You kind of finagled your way in there with some fucking construction supplies.
I was a strategic little boy.
I mean,
he
constructed his own Beyblade. That's a step up in my books.
It's less of constructing a Beyblade. I could do the same thing. I could just go up there, let it rip, and then just drop a brick. It would bounce right off.
Yeah.
I was the underdog. This was basically every 90s sports movie.
If you're a kung fu tournament and you bring a fucking gun, they're like, "Oh, but he's the underdog.
No.
We didn't expect he'd be here.
Why is he shooting the audience?
If you go to a kung fu tournament and you have no legs, that's the underdog.
Oh,
if you're missing two legs. Then.
Oh no!
His opponent took the bet. It's his fault.
That's true.
No one cheated.
He
was upfront about
child.
It.
You never said no guns.
Yeah, guaranteed. There's a million weirder things that happened to me when I was a kid, but that was just the one that jumped out. I guess so.
That's fair.
I'll come back to you if I think of something weirder. I'll type it in the comments or something.
I remembered a stupid story from when I was a kid, and it's fairly short. If it wanted to jog your memory.
Beautiful.
Were you fairly short?
In the next six episodes.
I'll keep it simple. So, in elementary school, I rode my bike with my friends to and from school. Like, we'd meet at our near our houses.
What were their dental hygiene?
I don't understand how setting up why I was riding my bike to school is so fucking hilarious.
It's just, every story starts out the same.
Adam, just in case you don't know... Andrew is sort of the Lord of the Rings version, like the extended version when it comes to telling stories.
You know what? I think, I don't know. I felt like I took a long time on everything I had to say, but...
Oh, trust me, you haven't even met the master yet. This is the Beyblade champion here.
Okay.
He's not using Beyblades, though. He constructs his own.
He's using time.
We were playing chess the whole time.
Anyway, Andrew, go on.
So yeah, go, I rode my bike to school every morning in elementary school.
Don't be depressed about it.
I rode my bike to school every fucking morning with my friends, and then there was one morning where neither of them could go to school, so I rode by myself. So I got this brilliant idea, and I was like, hey, normally we ride through the park to go to school, but this time I'm going to ride through like the trees near the park and save more time or some shit. And there were gaps in the fence between the park and the school because the park was right across the street from the school. And I was like, I'll just cut through one of those on my bike. And that way this shortcut will be great. And it won't matter because I did it by myself. So my friends don't have to follow or whatever. So fuck it. So I was barreling down the hill that led to the fence that separated the park and school. And what I didn't know is apparently for some reason during either school hours or not school hours, the park facility people put chain links between the gaps in the fence, and I was like riding my bike down a steep hill and it caught the front of my fucking front tire because I didn't stop, and I just ate shit and 90 degrees just flipped like face first onto the sidewalk and my bike flew into the fucking street. And it was That's so awful. Bad that this woman stopped her car in the middle of traffic and ran over to me and was like, are you okay? She was like, are you okay? And all I could do is get up and be like, I'm fine, I'm okay. Like, I was fine. I was just scraped up, but I was fucking felt like an idiot.
Why were your friends not able to go to school?
Oh, maybe it's not relevant to the story, Kaya. Who cares?
It really isn't.
Well, why not?
Yeah, that's why I'm not answering the question.
Good.
It's not relevant.
Oh,
cut
that's,
it out
that's
for time.
A joke.
How did you get your bike?
What model?
I don't know. Some mountain bike.
That's where the story should have started.
Feel free to change the subject if you want, but I thought of one more young me story.
No, please, go ahead.
Okay. I was in, one time I was in junior high, shocker, I was in the eighth grade, and for whatever reason we had, like, kind of a graduation thing at the end of the year. Like, we weren't even leaving the school. It was just like, oh, yeah, you finished the eighth grade, whatever. Like, you've done a great job. And so each of the, you know, you get your name called out, and you walk up to the front of the gym class, and everybody's sitting on the fucking floor. Go up to the principal, shake his hand, and then walk down the center and sit back down. Simple enough, right? And At the time, you know, there was a very popular Jay-Z song called Dirt Off Your Shoulder. And if anybody remembers in the music video, he does a little dirt off the shoulder motion.
Yeah, you know,
opposite
brush
arm,
off the shoulder.
Hence just brush
the name
off.
Of
There's
the
no
song.
Actual dirt on it, but you're making the motion. And, it, you know, it was just it was a popular song at the time. And so I went up on stage, shook the principal's hand, and then as I'm walking back down, I was like, you know what? I'm an unfunny little shit. Let me just do that little dance move. And so I brushed the dirt off my own shoulder, and then I sat back down and thought nothing of it until the next day when the principal called me into his office, and immediately he's like, you know what you did? I'm like, what? I didn't do it. What? I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, I know you made fun of me by wiping off your hands after you shook my hand. I'm like, no, it's a song. You don't understand. He hated
what
me.
What an asshole.
He absolutely hated me.
Did you brush the dirt
off his
shoulders?
He had a vendetta against me like the entire time I was at that school. And for whatever reason, you know.
Was this the start of like a coming of age, like get your groove back comedy where you had to slowly teach him the meaning of dance?
I would say it's more like a dramatic thriller would be the.
Well, no, Thriller was by Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Like The Shining.
Yes. I would say it's more of my life is more of a horror story. It's a constant nightmare that I can never wake up from.
I really liked how you began that story. That made me giggle really hard.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to make you giggle, even though your joke failed to get any kind of reaction from me.
Wow, that was brutal. I mean, well,
wow.
Adam's the true comedian.
Jesus,
well, you know,
sorry.
That joke kills. All right, that joke is.
I'd kill myself too.
Oh. I give up.
Ouch. You know that's not fucking fair. You are a guest on this podcast, and Jackson, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
All right, I'm gone.
We found a new host.
Has Jackson even
Sorry,
been
new
here?
Favorite.
Yes, Adam, please take my job. You can be the new Australian. You want to move here?
All right.
Jackson sounds just like it.
All right, Jackson, just come back.
I can't do accents for shit.
You want to move to Turkey?
Sure.
Do a Turkish accent.
Does anyone want to move with Turkey?
Ah, it hurts.
Turkish accent. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Get
there
it?
We go. Oh, right. It's an animal, too.
Yeah.
Just a furry thing.
Yeah. Hashtag just furry things.
Is your persona a turkey, Adam?
No. I'm very interested in kind of like the psychological aspect to the whole furry thing, because it's obviously something beyond my control, and I'm very much, of course, I've been critically asking myself why this is the case for myself and other people, and I've kind of been very interested in that there aren't that many like food animals. You know, you don't go to a furry convention, there's like no cows, there's no pigs, there's no chickens, you know.
Oh,
like very
yeah.
rarely, you know. Most people, the vast majority of furries are like canines. They're like
That's
wolves and foxes and dogs.
Well, yeah, because if you have like a 200-pound girl, she wants to be a noble
wolf. Because
they
say dogs as companions, don't they?
Yeah. I'm impressed that you knew that.
Yeah,
I guess
that's
you're
one of the few
a true
things
furry
I
at heart.
On.
Yeah. How many yiffs have you looked at?
Have I personally inspected animal junk? Is that what you're
it
asking?
It sounds like you have.
Actually, yeah, I did at one point. I got bored. I looked up animal dicks.
Well, actually,
who hasn't?
Haven't we all?
I mean, that's still on my tabs right now. But did you know that Andrew, when he was a kid, like put his asshole on his dog's mouth or something? Did you know that about him?
No. Did that actually happen?
Yeah. Tell him.
That's Why would cool. I retell a story we already had on the podcast?
Did we have this on the podcast?
I don't remember the story.
Yeah,
story.
Yes, yeah. It was true. It doesn't really, you don't need to.
Oh, I didn't know.
You don't need
I wasn't
to.
Trying to fuck my dog, if that's what you were wondering. I did that later.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Go watch episode 9, Adam.
Go fuck my dog, Adam.
No, thank you.
No, I know. That was an in-the-moment joke. You don't actually fuck
that's
dogs.
Like
nice.
There's a lot of
furry.
People that
Stop.
Believe that I do actually fuck dogs,
no,
despite
Adam,
not even owning a dog.
People in the comments, Adam doesn't actually fuck dogs. He likes felines more.
You fuck I do like felines more, dogs. But I not house cats.
I mean,
like
I think,
real
I think
animals.
You can trust by this point we don't think you fuck animals. I mean, you
Good.
Could and are covering, but we don't think so. So mission accomplished.
Yeah, you don't have to defend
what is
yourself
this? Is this
about
an
whether or
interrogation?
Not you think that I
yeah,
fuck
animals. Why are you interrogating Adam? You're like,
what is this?
You're playing like good cop, bad cop.
It's okay.
But with so, himself.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's just switching between
where the bombs
them.
Are. Adam, what's the last terrorist act you committed?
That's a good one.
Oh, well, I don't know. Can it be like social terrorism?
Yes. If you have any awkward or cringe
like?
Stories, please share them. Go ahead.
Awkward cringe stories. Oh Jesus!
I thought that's what you meant by social
mainly
terrorism.
With fans, I imagine.
Yeah, with Jackson.
Mainly with my fans. You said,
or anything said? Doesn't matter.
Well, I imagine that would be a good source of it. Surely.
You know what? I've always been the because you know I've for a long time I've had my own internet. Idols and everything, and I've communicated with them to some degree and kind of been really reserved or like constantly apologizing and like super concerned about whether or not I did something that might have made them upset or something. And it's so weird now being on the other end of it, because like I've grown up a lot, and now they're the same thing's happening to me. Where a lot of my fans are like super, scared of what they
reaching out to you.
Yeah, it's this very interesting phenomenon that happens, I guess, just socially, where people perceive a sense of social status and put that person on a pedestal, and then it completely changes the dynamic of a conversation. Even if I'm not doing anything to necessarily warrant. That and so I've always been very understanding if somebody is like embarrassing when they come up to me. There's been a few times there's been actually so many fucking times where a fan will notice me in a public washroom It's so weird. I would rather wait until I'm out of the washroom. That's the only thing so that's weird. Ever right like kind of bothered hole. Me. Like, oh, hey, you're that guy. I'm like, I'd shake your hand right now, but I'll wait for you outside if you want to say hi. You
know, so, run away.
with your dick hanging out, don't even zip.
Oh, you can shake that gone. Too if you want.
you can shake that too.
Yeah.
So that's a question. Like, what was the most recent like? Shame, potentially shame-filled masturbation you've done.
I will keep that question in my mind. But did Charlie not want to say something before? I kind of interrupted.
I did. But Andrew, you know, he had a more important one. Yeah,
yeah. You know, more like board burgers.
Charlie, ask your fucking Bazinga. Stupid question.
It wasn't a stupid question. It was a good one.
That's a stupid question. It's not even a question.
Charlie,
I'm not asking. You know. No,
Charlie, please Charlie. Ask your question.
No, Charlie,
tell me Charlie, like, please. Come on. Not until, Charlie, don't get huffy again.
Not until Adam says last he liked my you, joke.
You won't get to play with you.
Charlie,
you
last time this happened, blades. You locked yourself in the car for 45 minutes and we were late in getting McDonald's and then we missed the movie. You can't do this every fucking week.
Adam, just tell him he's tall.
Yeah.
Charlie, I liked your joke.
Thank you.
Better than AIDS.
Well, why does everything have to be so backhanded with that joke? Well, I don't get it. Everyone hates it. I love it.
Because the punchline on it is backhanded. That's Charlie, what's your fucking question?
If it's backhanded, then it isn't a punch, is it?
It's a good
it's
point.
More like a punishment slap.
Well, the question is tennis. Was it's going to be, how many of you have witnessed a car accident today? Or is it just me?
Today.
Today or in general?
Today.
I haven't left my house today.
No, you've beaten me on the today no, front.
Tell you a car accident story, Charlie.
I watched a car accident happen.
Were you in the car?
Yeah. What?
No, oh, I just watched it.
Oh, that would
was it
cool
a metaphor
you were
for
part of the accident? But just watching it—that's kind of boring. You can see it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
What a shitty all right. story.
Charlie, talk about your car accident.
More like bored cars.
Yeah, seriously. More
because
like...
we weren't having any fun.
Charlie, tell your car accident story. Go.
I was driving. Before I turned left, a car hit another car.
Did you really not have anything to elaborate on here? Or are you just fucking with us?
Yeah, that's about the end of
where
it.
Where was the car made?
It the
was
plot a... twist is that he was actually watching the trailer for Cars 3.
Ooh, fuck.
I would never.
Where Lightning McQueen's like a heroin addict or something.
This time, oh, it's going to be super serious. This is totally not a kid's movie this time. That's how they're marketing it. There's
good
like a million clickbait articles
rated
on it. It's
R
so fucking
Pixar.
Stupid. Yeah, it's not gonna be like a good movie. It's Cars 3. What the fuck are you smoking?
Well, I mean, Cars Internet. 2.
Is it Cars 2?
Cars 2 was a
Cars
cinematic masterpiece.
Cars 2 already happened, and it was bullshit.
Adam, in a single sentence, and because I know you can't do it, name one thing, one sentence, one problem with Cars 2. Go, please. I'm fucking challenging you. You can't do it. See? Can't do it.
It's
well,
not
no,
long
I'm
enough.
Thinking,
it's not
but
long
I didn't want to say that I'm thinking and then have you pretend as though that was the one sentence answer to the question.
Well, you just did it now.
This is an answer.
Well,
enough.
Yeah, because I had to defend myself because you had already accepted
bam,
failure.
You
so.
Have been defeated. That was it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Charlie, what do you think of Cars 2?
I've never seen it. Andrew, your questions are shit.
Probably loves it.
I didn't ask a question.
That was what?
I told him to do something.
Let's
I didn't
do some
ask.
Viewer questions, gang.
In one Jackson. Sentence, I would say,
"Hey, Charlie.
Worst Cars sequel of all time." All
right, that's perfect.
That's
Jackson,
actually
bring
so
up hey, the viewer questions.
What you like music?
I like music.
Jackson, give us the viewer questions. Come on.
Yeah, bring in some viewer questions.
What? A fucking hell, Kaya. Go to sleep already. It's way past no. your bedtime.
Yeah, Kaya, isn't it like 6 a.m.?
Yes.
Viewer question, right,
so we're going to do viewer questions. We all have to answer in one sentence. So
that's
let's keep
is that
it short.
The rule that it has been on every podcast ever? Or are you just inventing that rule right now?
He's just kidding.
No, it's okay. How it's always been.
He invented it now, so Charlie has to talk. These aren't usually. These aren't like brain crunching, super duper philosophical questions.
We can
like
make,
it's usually,
we can make
would
them
you rather
that.
Fuck your butt or get fucked in
that,
the butt?
Please do not fucking bastardize my question like that. It's not would you Whatever. Fuck your butt or get fucked in the butt. It's would you rather fuck a butt or get fucked in the butt?
Well, you would apparently
my
rather
own butt.
Fuck your butt.
Jesus
Jesus Christ, what was that?
What the fuck?
Did the gas exhale from his balloon or some shit?
Andrew just deflated.
I was a helium balloon. I finally had my time.
Jesus.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that was.
The weirdest laugh I've ever heard.
I think the exorcism happening next door finally kicked in. No, it's just we just try to answer a good amount of questions. We don't like to dwell on anyone too long.
Sure.
Jackson, ask the fucking question.
That one goth chick asked, what is Sorry, your favorite go art ahead. Style? What is your favorite art style used in None. Fan art so far? I really like the Microsoft Paint ones.
Yeah, those are pretty fab, I would say. You know, like Sonic fan art, that's among the best fan art from any fandom of all time.
I don't I like agree. That right, question, because that kind of specifies, like, particular artists, and I think all the fan art is great.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I like it says type of, but not necessarily artists. You could say, like...
Oh, I like exaggerated and cartoony styles, usually.
Yeah.
Adam, which one of our fan art is your favorite?
Of your... What? Well, so, like, fan art of any
of the official podcast.
Oh, don't well, I'm not sure if shit. I've actually seen fan art of your podcast.
Oh, I'll put it all in
so
the...
Maybe you should have briefed me. Before asking this question.
Nah, man. You gotta go in raw.
My favorite is the one that got sent to you on December 8th.
That's so sweet. That was a good one.
Alright. Nuke asks, what's the best Pokemon and why? Also, no, I'm not
Ooh,
asking.
Yeah,
the bonus.
Don't ask that question.
What's the best Pokemon?
Oh. There's no best, it's favorite.
Yeah, what's the favorite? Well, Rayquaza is the best, surely.
No. You're fucking stupid.
Holy lord.
I'm a big fan of Gen 1, honestly. I don't know if my favorite Pokemon could ever be something that's not in Gen 1.
I mean, someone's forgetting that Tyranitar exists in Gen 2.
Yeah.
Even though he's not my favorite, he's fucking great.
What about you, Kaya? You've always got good Pokemon answers.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to sit this one out. I don't know. My favorite Pokemon is just Mad Max, I think.
Isn't,
just my favorite anything.
Isn't Pokemon, like, outlawed in Turkey? I'm serious. I'm actually asking.
It got cancelled, yeah.
Yeah. And it's because of, like, evolution
and shit.
Because
some kid tried to kill himself.
And that, too.
I'm gonna do a cop-out answer that everyone will hate. My favorite Pokemon's Ditto, because that's every Pokemon that it ever could be. So,
you're a pussy. Please
I would like to wish
podcast.
For more wishes, thank you.
Keep it short.
Next.
Wait, Charlie didn't answer. He just said Gen 1.
Oh, my favorite Pokemon is Hitmonlee. Mm-hmm. Next.
Ooh, Bruce Lee.
My favorite is Charizard. Because he was my favorite when I was 6 and it never changed.
My favorite is Charmander. Decon CJPO2 asks, least favorite celebrity?
Your movie sucks is really just...
Oof, but I'm not really a celebrity, am I?
Oh, come
like
on, don't be modest.
Internet's a different scale.
Yeah,
I haven't broken into the mainstream
like,
yet.
Some people kind of in some way go, oh yeah, people on the internet are famous. And then you look at LeBron James's Twitter, which has like 34 million followers. And that's just his Twitter. It's not even what he does.
Yeah, he's like famous on the internet and in real life.
Yeah, he's
more famous than anyone on the internet.
He's 34 times more famous than almost every internet celebrity. And he doesn't even do internet based things.
So my least favorite is LeBron James.
Because of his fucking Twitter.
I want to get him on.
I don't know. Least favorite? That's like, I don't hate people unless they deserve it.
Yes. All right, Kaya, who's your least favorite?
All of them.
All right. Oh,
I hate all of Hollywood.
Charlie,
you know this.
Who's
I've
your
established
least favorite?
This
and
many
why
times.
Is it the international sensation? Next question.
It's Afton Smith, if you want me to answer that. Honestly, because she ruined
That's
Brendan Fraser's life.
That's a good answer, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't call her a celebrity, though.
Smith's
I'd call
son?
Her like
Brendan
a fucking...
Brendan Fraser lover.
I'd call her a leech.
Well, I mean, she was a celebrity before she married Brendan Fraser and ruined him for no reason. Afton, if you're watching this, I don't like you, but you can come on the podcast to defend yourself.
Yeah, actually, I wouldn't mind.
Is she attractive now?
No.
Is she still attractive?
What do you mean still? She never was. She looked like an old haggard witch.
Nuke asks, what's your biggest
fear?
You
already asked one by him.
Yes, you did. Also, we had that on like the second episode.
Yeah, next question.
All right. Nuke
I can
asks,
answer.
Who
next
is your absolute hero?
Fucking person. God damn.
We've only got so many fans.
We have like 6.
I'll
you
ask my dad.
Questions from 2.
I'll ask dad.
Actually, yeah, text your dad a question. I'm serious.
No offense to Nuke, but we have like 700 people on the Discord.
All offense to Nuke.
Is,
go
is this
fuck
person
yourself,
the only
Nuke.
One?
There's got to be more than just these 3 people. I'm going on there, Jackson. You're fucking this up. I got this.
Real CK asks, will there ever be any live podcast shows?
So
maybe
I would love to. I think Kai would be on board. Jackson's indifferent, but I know Charlie will never. So
the audio quality would take a big hit, wouldn't it?
Charlie, you would never do that, would you?
Yes.
I'd do just about everything as long as Adam's there with me, and I'll tell him my joke every day until he laughs at it.
As long as
that sounds like a promising marriage.
Oh,
so I do. Sweet.
Oh, that was cute.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Good question. Professor Zoom asks the final question. When was the angriest you have ever been, and why?
When I was a little younger, we had a upstairs neighbor who just drove me mad to the point that I was actually conceiving plots to kill them. Like, I would douse, like, pour gasoline under their door and then set their house on fire kind of shit. I was actually thinking about killing them.
That's kind of fucked up, Kai. Well, what did you...
No, I hated them with every fiber. I still hope they die a horrible death.
That's really not a good thing to say about your mother.
Can you hear if I nod my head?
The angriest you've been.
I've been trying to think.
What do you think of that?
Go to Andrew first, and then Jackson.
What's the question?
Angriest you've ever been.
The problem was that, like, the only time I can think of, it wasn't a specific thing. It was a build up a lot of stuff, and I'm not going to get into it.
Oh, fuck
that. It's not entertaining.
Mine. Is it the tent?
No.
You're pretty angry then.
I wasn't angry. I was drunk.
Well, I have an answer now.
It all seems the same to me.
I'm always drunk.
Andrew dropped the ball.
Off the floor.
Yeah, Andrew dropped
the
ball.
That's my secret, Captain.
I did.
Well, okay. So I don't remember how old I was, but actually it was probably only a couple weeks ago, but I was masturbating and I came before I wanted to. This is back when my OCD was just full swing, and I came before like my scheduled coming was during the video. And I flipped shit, like with still dick in my hand and cum in my trousers. I was just throwing a fucking tantrum at like 2 a.m. and my parents stormed in, and it was such a debacle. And
Jesus Christ!
They had to hold you down as you're fleeing cum across the walls.
It's
okay, Charlie.
Like they obviously knew about like how bad my OCD was, but this was just on a whole nother level. Like I was punching
things, and
I was like throwing my pillows around with still just like cum filled trousers. And
did you ask them permission first?
Well, no, it was late at night. This was one of my more dubious masturbations during that period.
Oh, look at you!
More daring.
Mm-hmm.
No permissions. They're real kinky.
They didn't even know I was doing it until I was flipping shit.
So how did they calm you down? Did your dad like promise you a hand job? What happened?
No, they just assured me it's okay. You don't always have to come at like a designated time.
Wait, did you actually tell them why you were furious?
Well, I mean, I didn't do a good job of explaining it. In a nutshell, just kind of like, I came and I didn't want to yet.
Yeah, that would be a difficult visual to just, you know, draw conclusions from your son with a probably still erection, cum dripping, just angry.
I didn't want to come yet.
It's okay, son, me too.
You can't make me.
I'm coming too, see, it's okay. Gee, look, we'll do this
together.
Premature
ejaculation runs in the family.
It was probably my lowest point. I couldn't even sleep in my bed that night because I was furious, so I got out a sleeping bag.
You had to sleep with mommy and daddy.
No. You got out a sleeping bag? How does that make you feel better?
I don't know.
That's such a weird and fucking... That's such a like
very
aversive way of dealing with it. That doesn't
help. Why have you never told us this story?
Yeah, were you masturbating in the bed?
No.
Or were you masturbating at the computer?
He was masturbating in his trousers.
Yeah.
What would a sleeping bag do?
I don't know. It was like...
That's what baffles me.
Okay, well, do you know how like autistic people usually have an anchor to keep them grounded in reality, or
just a sleeping bag?
Well, mine, to keep me grounded from not like flipping shit and just losing my mind due to OCD, I would usually sleep on the floor.
Oh,
what?
That's interesting.
Okay, well, it may not make sense to you, Kaya, but for people like me out there, if anyone else had designated come times, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm just glad you kept this interesting story from us all the times we've been looking for anything to talk about.
I'm glad you kept,
how many interesting stories
informed.
I've never
this
really
is more, more fascinating than the furry fandom.
I've never really like thought about it because I don't usually get that angry, but I did remember like I used to get angry at, like during OCD things, and it just I remembered this one. It wasn't like a
did, so you had
It wasn't like a...
You had to come at a designated time?
Yeah, I've talked about that before. I used to watch the same video and have, like... I used to make specific noises at specific times in the video, and I'd have a come time.
What was the movie? What was the video?
It was called...
Yeah, I want to say the video.
It was called Nice Pair of Lesbians.
That just sounds like title. A fucking documentary.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a 240p now. I mean, it's an old one.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Classic. Yeah.
How long ago did this stop? How long did this...
It was a couple weeks ago.
Shut up.
Do you still, like, have moments where you're, like, angry and you have to, like, you know, calm down, recite a mantra,
down
in a sleeping bag?
No, I mean, I'm pretty much completely over the OCD and everything, but back then I did used to get angry if, like, my OCD things didn't go exactly how they went, which is why I had, like, that anchor of a sleeping bag where I'd sleep on the floor.
Jeez, well, how old were you?
In all honesty, it was probably from around age 11 to 17 when it was that bad.
Oh my god. Yeah. Imagine if you had a girlfriend, like she just gives you too good of a blowjob and you just beat her.
I don't think it would have ever done that, but I probably would have been very upset.
You would put her in a sleeping bag.
Just breaks up with her.
So, while she's sucking your dick, you're just checking your watch, like, wait, not yet. Hang on.
Slow down.
Excuse me.
What was so good about this one time where you came too early, though? Like,
what do you mean?
Did you just really get in the swing of it?
Yeah, I lost track. Lost track of time, I guess. I was just feeling myself. And
literally and mentally.
Too good of a pair.
I can empathize with that, even though I have never experienced that personally. I think I can understand.
Thank you.
What, coming too early for masturbating? Or
I absolutely cannot.
Well, being, you know, just being upset about a missed opportunity, having different expectations, you know.
Is this a good story, or?
It's not a specific story. I was just saying that I can.
Is there a short blurb that you can just
paint
us on?
I was
just saying I can relate.
Bad orgasms, yeah. Like, well, where it just doesn't live up to the hype, but not rage.
It was really bad.
That is a good time to plug this, though. If you want to see more gay pornography of furries and, I don't know, stuff, go to our Patreon, goddammit, at official podcast.
Yeah, patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. Adam, please plug your stuff.
Adam, please plug anything you want.
If anybody's curious about the album that I was talking about making, my music band name is called An Unkindness. That's N as in A-N, and then Unkindness as in unkind, like U-N, whatever. And yeah.
As in Charlie.
If you search up that shit on YouTube, there's a lot of old, or a few old recordings that I would say don't actually accurately represent what I'm currently capable of making. So if you don't like what's there, then stay tuned for the album and I'll have much better shit. But crazy fucking thing that's happening, May 5th, Blondie, so like Debbie Harry, she's actually doing a cover of my song Fragments.
What the fuck?
And it's the closing. Wow.
Jesus,
yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Legitimately
it's the closing,
big fucking shit.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Wow.
It's the closing track on their new album and I've heard
that's
it.
That's amazing.
It's,
wow.
It's fantastic. Everybody else will be able to hear it on May 5th.
Goddamn.
So yeah, my film review channel is probably going to have a link in the description. I would also recommend you check out the gaming channel, which should be easy to find from my film review channel. But if you want to type it in to the YouTube bar, it's Adam Plays, spelled A-D-U-M-P-L-A-Z-E, or if you're Canadian, Z-E. And I think that's everything that I want to plug. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for plugging your stuff.
That's really fucking cool.
No,
that
honestly,
Blondie's
you're
covering
getting
that
Blondie.
Song.
That's fucking
it's,
solid,
it,
man.
It's. I think that it's... they definitely made their own interpretation of it. Like, there's parts of it that are a little different in kind of like rhythm and not necessarily lyricism, but like the way it's worded. But I really like what they made. And
dude, can you imagine if it gets big because of them, how much macro Falco Fox porn you can buy?
Bro.
Oh my God.
I don't even want to know.
Dude, they're going to get so big, they'll be fucking galaxies.
There's people that have drawn shit like that, and I've run into it. It's so weird. It's like literally, like, drinking off on a fucking planet
the
size of your...
one that will pierce the
heavens.
Yeah,
it's so weird. Anyway, I'm one to talk, calling the kettle black, anyway.
You were going to say calling the pedophile black, weren't you?
Black. No, I said...
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Well,
we've seen your true colors.
Meh.
Shit, it's okay.
I think this is a good time to end it, guys.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you for inviting
me on.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
A lot of insightful and fun stuff. You want me to do a wrap up, I guess? I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah, you do it.
Thank you for listening.
Bazinga.
Oh, fuck. Please leave. Thank Go you on. For listening.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the official podcast. I want to thank my best friends in the world, Charlie, Kaya, and Adam, and Jackson, I guess. Thanks again, Adam, for coming on. Please, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
Are you talking to Adam?
No, I'm talking to everyone else, you fuck, and also Adam. Also,
you have my endorsement. Check out their Patreon.
Hey, look at that. What a nice fellow. But yeah, we got a Discord, we got a Reddit, we got a whole bunch of other shit that'll be in the description. And yeah, thanks for listening. That's about it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ciao. Thank you. Always make Bye-bye. Sure to see you Bye-bye. On the other side. Come Goodbye. On time.
True. We love everyone. Diversity is great.
Gay furries.
Oh.